This is the Reggae Shack 100.1 FM Reno, Lake Tahoe. DJ Tracy Moore with you. And right now, stepping into the Reggae Shack, a pair of reggae artists who have been a dependable and enjoyable presence on the reggae scene for more than two decades now, and out with their best album yet, entitled Reggaenomatress, riding in on the smoke train right now, straight from Jamaica. It's Tonto Metro and Devante. Greetings, brethren. How's it going tonight?
Greetings.
Yes.
All the way from Jamaica, you know?
Yeah, man. I am so honored to have you in the Reggae Shack tonight. Thank you so much for stepping into the shack. And first of all, big respect to both of you for more than two decades now as great creative forces in the reggae world. Yes.
Yeah, man. We couldn't have done it without the support of you guys, you know, so we really give thanks, you know, and we're happy to be in the Reggae Shack right now, you know?
Sweet. I'm feeling your positive vibes, you know. You guys have had such a great sound compatibility and groove together, but what made you decide to stick together as a duo all these years when you, you know, you could have been doing so many different things? What made you stick together like you did?
I mean, music, you know. Music and the fans do it, you know. Not we literally do it, you know. The fans love the music, and fans love us doing the music together. They would have keep it real and just do it together, you know.
Yeah, so just kept
it. Other than that, we are good friends, and you know, we like to keep things like that, you know, going. You know, we're genuine to each other, so we see no other way right now.
It's sweet, and I think that genuine vibe comes through in your music, because, man, like this album, all the songs on it are just so fresh, they just make me come alive, you know, because what I always say, you know, reggae music is a worldwide thing these days, but when you hear the real Jamaican vibe just coming through authentically like that, there's still nothing like it, you know, and you guys really bring it.
Yeah, we're glad we brought it to you guys, and you like it, you know. But we did it the way that it was supposed to be done. The real roots reggae way, you know?
Yes,
that's,
man.
That's the only way we know it. That's the way we grew up and know it and love it. So we have to give it to our fans in the same manner.
Yeah, and getting familiar with this new album called Reggaenomatress, by the way, this one track really takes me back to the times that I spent in Jamaica in the 80s and 90s going to the sound systems like Metro Media and all that. And it's that track called Next Time. It just has that, you know, the bass line and the way the vocals go over the bass line and everything. It's just so sound system. I just love that one. You know, what are your vibes on that track?
Well, our vibes on that track, you know, it has, as I say, it's an original dancehall track. I remember Brigadier Jerry used to DJ on that rhythm. Ragamuffin.
Yeah.
Ragamuffin.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so it brings us in that department where, you know, so we just have to give it to them the real, authentic way, original way. That's how they know music, you know.
Yes.
And how we know music. So we have put it to them who don't know it like that, and as well as who know it like that, because, as I say, refreshing to hear that type of vibe coming from me and Devante. So, you know, a lot more people who are listening to the
Reggae Shock right now.
Yeah, man.
Shock of back in the days to those songs.
Yeah, and it brings,
you know, can relate to that.
Yeah, man.
You know, so, you know, we get to know that. Yeah, we did it, you know.
Yeah.
Refresh the brain again. I refresh, I give it to the newer generation to listen to.
Right. It brings it all alive again here in the 21st century with the crucial production values of the 21st century as well. So it just, oh man, it just makes it sound even better, you know? But what are your vibes when you look back on all the music you've made over the years, from the sound system days to your singles and albums, and now decades later, you're still going strong? You know, how does that feel for you?
It has been a journey, and one that we never regret in any form or way, because we see music is life for us, and it comes in many aspects, you know, and we have created all kind of music, all genre music. So looking back at it, we think we have done reggae music a great deal, you know. We put in every little bit of work in reggae music, in dancehall music, in music in general. So we have no regrets.
Yeah, you should have no regrets, for real, you know, because you have become part of the very fabric of the rich, rich tapestry of reggae music that goes back for, you know, 50, 60 years now. You definitely have your threads in that tapestry, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. And on this new album, Reggaenomatress, You cover a variety of subjects, and you use some solid vocal guests as well, like Capleton and Michael Rose. You know, how is all that, getting all that together for you?
Well, it was a collective energy vibe, you know. It's between the producer and the musicians, you know. Michael Rose came to us through a production house called Island Yard, and, you know, we all vibe together to get this whole music thing together, and we reached out to him, and he said, yes, man. He was glad to be a part of the whole things, you know. This album is produced by Fatah Marshall, that's for Fatah's production. And 29 West production, distributed by Zipal worldwide. So, as I said, the whole collective energy, you know?
Yes.
Fatah Marshall, Fatah's production, came to us with the Capleton. And it was the idea, and we all sat and executed it in this manner, you know? So I think it was a great energy working this album. It took us a little bit to get it done, but we did it.
Yeah, and I think the finished product is really nice, and I know it's going worldwide and making a lot of people feel very irie, you know. And as you said, you know, the whole Fat Eyes production thing, I think I have some Fat Eyes 45 from way back in the 90s and always loved that vibe. So it's just so nice to see that moving forward here, you know, deep into the 21st century now, and to hear your guys' voices on it and just sounding so fresh. It's just super nice. The album is modern and fresh, but it still has that authentic reggae feel to it. So, you know, how do you feel about reggae music, where it is these days and where it's evolving? You know, what are your vibes on where reggae music is at these days?
Where reggae music is at right now, I love where it's going right now, you know. I see the new generation are capturing the old vibes and the old authentic vibes from back then. If you listen to the Chronic, the Protege, you know,
yeah.
All of them capture the old essence of reggae music. So it's doing very well. It's giving the newer generation a better feel of what made reggae music and what it is today, you know.
So, yeah. And they're still staying true to the roots, too.
We were worried about reggae before. We can't worry about it anymore because the new generation are looking at it the way that they should.
Yeah. Man like Perfect Gidimani as well. I love what he's doing with reggae music these days.
Definitely.
Lauryal brought down, you know?
Yeah, definitely,
North
man.
South America, Latin market, all the markets, Spanish markets, everybody's
yeah.
Picking up that, you know, down to reggae.
True.
So the body has
Buckton, so
it's extremely great, you know?
Yeah, man. All throughout France and everything. Yeah, it's definitely worldwide and irie, right. You know? So you spoke about Michael Rose. My favorite track on the album is Live Is One with the legendary Michael Rose on the vocals. What can you tell us about this track?
This track was given to us by, as I said, Island Yard Production. It is the only track that is produced by another production house other than production.
I see, yeah.
They gave us the instrumental and we came up with the vibe, and that's what we came with, and then we reached out to Michael Rose and he was glad to be a part of the whole movement, you know?
Yeah.
And the whole vibe just was one, you know? As I said, it was one.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I hope you're still there. Are you still there? And I think we might have lost him. So hopefully they'll call back. If not, it's been such a pleasure to have them calling into the Reggae Shack tonight. We're going to see if we can reconnect with them. But either way, I think we got the bulk of the vibes that they're putting forth. So right now we're going to go right into that Michael Rose track, and then we'll see if we can get these guys back. Tonto Metro and Devante. The new album is called Reggaenometrist. Here's that track we were talking about featuring Michael Rose on the Reggae Shack 100.1 The X.
Stand your coin. Shine a girl is a trouble to a man. I say your boom right here and your bunks over the spongy reggae. Yeah. Stay tuned. You see me? Say the General Jenna Penitentiary. Yeah. Reggae shock and some radio in a shootout. Nowadays make me a radio if it cool out. Yeah. 100.1 KTHX. Reno Lake Tahoe. Michael Rose. You get me? You see me? Worldwide. Stay tuned. Big up every time. You see it? Ha!
That one you're wicked, wicked.
To measure the fountain alongside Grammy Rules. Oh,
yeah. Unity we are dealing with, see.
Oh, yeah.
To the strength.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. This world is breaking down. We all need hope. Stay around,
yeah.
You and I, your family.
Family, for real.
We can relate somehow.
Yeah, Sergei Shag back in action. A few strains of that Michael Rose track right now with Tonto Metro and Devante. We're going to get back to that. But fortunately, we have back on the line Tonto Metro and Devante. Are you still there, guys?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, we are here.
Nice. We didn't want to lose you so abruptly, even though we're nearing the end of our chat anyway, but didn't want to go out like that. So I just wanted to get, you know, a few more thoughts from you. And, you know, thank you so much for the vibes. And, God, just listening to that song right there while we were getting you back on the phone, your voices blend so nicely together, you know? I mean, it's just the dance hall fullness and the smooth singing vocals. It's so great. I can see why you guys stay together, you know? Do you do a lot of rehearsing together, or is it all just, you know, in your nature now?
Well, basically in our nature now, and most of what we do are spontaneous, you know? Because we basically feed from each other's vibe. So we rehearse things and mm-hmm. like stage shows and all of those things, but most of what you see is some spontaneous action because we, as I said, in the vibe, we blend right now.
Yeah, that's just so sweet, man, because it's the naturality of it is just beautiful, you know, and I know it's something that everybody really enjoys. So we're so thankful that you put out this album. It's available, I'm sure, on iTunes and Amazon, all the usual sources.
Yes, definitely. It's there on every digital platform right now, and every digital and streaming platform.
Yeah.
It is distributed by VPAL worldwide, and you can just go and get it. Reggaenometers, Tonto Metro and Devante.
Beautiful. Well, Tonto Metro and Devante, I thank you so much for stepping in the Reggae Shack this evening, and I wish you many, many more decades of collaboration together because
that's where it's at.
We appreciate it out here in the reggae world.
The Reggae Shack.
Yes.
My son, Travis, us on the Reggae Shack. It's been a pleasure talking to you and, you know, explaining our version of what Reggaenomics is all out to the wider mass, you know. So give thanks again.
Yes, man. All right. We'll definitely do this again. I'd love to stay in touch with you guys and hear about some of your further works.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man. Enough love. Big up the fans, you know.
Enough love, Tonto. Well, enough love, Devante.
You all. So, see you soon. On the road. Out and back. Madam me. Tonto Metro, Devante.
Boom. Yes, Tonto Metro and Devante in the Reggae Shack this evening. Their brand new album is called Reggaenometrist. And right now, let's get back to that Michael Rose track and hear that in its fullness. And we'll hear a few more tracks as well as the Reggae Shack continues here on 100.1 The X. Run this.
That one, you're wicked.